Oh my gosh. Hi. Okay, so like funny story, I already recorded this entire episode and then I recorded it in voice memo. And it was also really bad 'cause I was in my car 'cause I was like whatever, I'll just do it right here. And that was a bad idea and I didn't know how to edit it. So now we're here with a little different setup. So we're just gonna like try this, see how it goes. Today is Friday. Friday. Happy Friday. Good morning, Jenny. Welcome to Friday. I really hope people get that reference because otherwise that's actually so embarrassing. Anyway, so basically this podcast is literally gonna be me just like talking about the things that I think about every single day. And I hope that you're entertained because my brain is never quiet. So basically, if you're ever interested in what's going on in my brain, it's basically like whatever is in the episode, plus like add three or four songs playing in the background at the exact same time. And like that pretty much sums up what goes on in my brain every single day of my life. Okay, I'm gonna start with some media of the week, I guess. I'm totally copying Emergency Intercom with this, but it's such a good idea because all I do is listen to media and watch media and consume media. Like, that is my entire life. And honestly, I'm not even mad about that. Like, I wish that I didn't have to have a job, I didn't have to go to school, and I could just listen to music, watch TV, watch movies, watch TikTok all day long. So, for music, I am trying to get back into 5 Seconds of Summer because, as you may know, I used to have a fan account and I used to be obsessed with them, but I literally have barely scratched the surface with their 2022 album, Five Sauce Five. And I listened to some of it, like more of it yesterday than I have in the past like couple of years, and it was actually so good. So I don't know what took me so long, but it was like I was kind of digging it. And also, every time I listen to like their older stuff, like their first album, I get flashbacks to when I used to stay up until like 2 a.m. when I was in middle school reading fan fiction. And sometimes it's like a little bit PTSD and I have to skip the song. Like, specifically, the song Beside You takes me back to the first fan fiction that I ever read. And it wasn't on Wattpad, it wasn't on AO3. No. It was an Instagram page, and you had to go to each individual Instagram post. And this was back in the time where you couldn't just like scroll through Instagram, like someone's account. You had to click each individual post and then go back and click a different post if you wanted to see like different posts on their page. So I made it so hard for myself all to read this little fan fiction. And then also, it's getting warmer, the sun is out, so obviously I have to start listening to Coin again because they are so summer coated and it just makes me happy and it boosts my mood. And also, recently I've been really into Chappell Roan. I did discover her because she opened for Olivia Rodrigo. And you know what? That's a lie. I discovered her because Spotify put Casual on my day list like a couple months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I like this song. And then I found out like last month that it was Chappell Roan, and I was like, oh, let me take a quick listen to her actual album. And I did, and it's literally perfect, and it's so fun, so upbeat. I love listening to it. Okay, moving on to like TV shows. Obviously, I've been obsessed with The Bachelor. This is the first season that I've actually watched it. I mean, like, obviously, I've seen some stuff online from other seasons, but I'm watching this season, and guess why I'm watching this season? Oh, you probably did guess. It's because The Bachelor is finally hot. Like, they finally picked a hot guy and not some, like, weird looking, like, basic white man. And he actually is like good to look at. But yeah, so I have heard that this is like the most interesting season in a while. And that kind of surprises me because I'm like, okay, then how boring is the show on like a regular season. Like, yeah, there's drama. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. But, like, I will fast forward if I can. Because I don't know. I guess I don't really care that much. But at the same time, I do really care. And the finale is on Monday. And I'm really worried because if they send that man home alone, then what's all this been for? What have I been giving up 2 hours of my Monday night for the past 10 weeks for? Because no, that's an insult to me. They are wasting my time if that man goes home by himself. I've also been keeping up with Abbott Elementary. I started watching that like a couple months ago, I guess. I watched the first two seasons on Hulu and I finished it right in time for season 3 to start airing. And the first two seasons were so good and so funny, and I literally loved them. But this season is, like, kind of boring. Like, it's kind of flopping, not gonna lie. Like, I don't know. If you watch it, I feel like you would kind of agree with me, just because Janine is, like, not at the school anymore. And, like, her being a teacher was iconic. Like, that was the whole show. And now she's literally not even a teacher. But after watching the last episode, I think that she is going to go back. Personally, I think that, yeah. So those episodes of those episodes of Abbott Elementary come on every Wednesday. And this week, I have been so messed up with my days. Like, on Monday, I thought it was Tuesday. On Tuesday, I thought it was Wednesday. On Wednesday, I knew it was Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I thought it was Wednesday. So basically, I had 3 Wednesdays this week, and now it's Friday. So, yeah, it's just been, like, all messed up. I don't even know what's going on anymore. And then, last but not least, I don't know if you know this, but for the past couple months, like, dang, everything has been happening in the past couple months. Anyways, past couple months, I've been watching The Office on repeat. And by that, I mean literally the series ends and I go right back to episode 1. And you know what? I don't even care that I've seen it like 20 times. I will continue to watch it because it's so funny. And I know that there are going to be people watching this that are like, I actually hate The Office and it's literally not funny and it's cringy and it's like so much secondhand embarrassment that I can't watch it. And let me just say this, you're weak. You can't handle like how amazing it is. Like, your brain can't comprehend the comedic intelligence that is that is woven into the script, into the show, into the situations that they find themselves in. And you know what? I'm not even gonna take that back because that's true. Like, you just don't understand. But you need to understand. Like, everyone needs to understand. So anyways, yeah, on to movies. I watched Anyone But You this week. And I know, like, there was that trend on TikTok where everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's literally better than 10 Things I Hate About You. Like, the best rom-com since How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to watch it. But I never got the chance to go to the theater and watch it. So I spent $6. I spent my own money, $6, to rent it on Apple TV. And I watched it. And let me just say, I loved it. I'm not even gonna lie. I ate that up. Because is it like objectively kind of bad? Yes. But I have a thing where if I enjoy a movie, I'm like, that was so good. Like, that was so good. And I will literally enjoy the worst movie that you've ever seen. Like, you will see a movie and be like, I should have walked out halfway. Like, that was so bad. And then I'll be sitting there like, oh my gosh, that's my favorite movie ever now because I just loved it. So what I'm trying to say by that is I gave that 5 stars on Letterboxd and I gave Oppenheimer 3 stars on Letterboxd. And 3 stars was kind of generous for me because I only watched 30 minutes of it. But listen, I was so bored. I was so confused. Like, I just knew that I would never, ever make it through. But I only gave it 3 stars because, like, I knew that, like, objectively, it was a good movie. Like, it won all these Oscars. Like, I know about the whole, like, atomic bomb thing that they did, and like obviously Christopher Nolan is like a great director, So I kind of like used my brain and I was like, okay, well, I didn't like it, but it's obviously good. So I gave it 3 stars, you know? But yeah, anyways, like Anyone But You actually made me want to study abroad in Sydney, Australia, because it was just like stunning and I'm so easily influenced. It's like really dangerous. Like, okay, hold on. Let's talk about that for a second. Any ad, they're like hoping that it reaches someone like me. Like every single ad, they're like, anyone who is like me. You know what I'm saying? hold on. Okay, everyone pause. One thing about me is that I probably have no idea what I'm saying. And I will just start a sentence. And I will not know the ending of that sentence when I start it. And sometimes I never find the end. And basically I just like stroke out because my brain moves so fast because my brain is so big and massive and I'm so smart and I have such a high IQ that like my brain just moves so fast, like too fast for the human mouth to like be able to get out exactly my like intelligent thoughts. Like it's just impossible. And I'm actually going to stop talking about this because I don't want to make all of you guys feel bad for not being able to relate to like my giant brain. So for those of you that don't know, I'm on Zoloft. I take 50 milligrams of Zoloft because I have really bad anxiety. And I actually hate it so much because I have two choices in my life concerning my mental health. The first choice is take Zoloft and not care about anything. And I am not talking about this in like a carefree way. I'm talking about this in a careless way. Like if you come up to me and you were like, oh my gosh, like I just got fired. Like I'm living on the side of the street now. My reaction would be like, oh, sorry. Like that's so bad. That's actually so bad. But I just can't help it. Like my brain, the Zoloft has altered my brain that absolutely nothing is a big deal to me. And do you know how much of a toll that has taken on my grades? Because I'm like, okay, it actually doesn't matter if I turn this assignment in on time. It actually doesn't matter if I go to class. And like, let me just say, like, you can tell that that's how I think if you look at my grades. It is actually not good. But yeah, so there's either that or my other choice is to constantly be nauseous, throw up every single day, have like absolutely the worst scenarios possible, be in my head at all times, like not be able to sleep, not be able to eat, be literally shaking all the time. So honestly, I choose being careless because I have an actual fear that I'm going to have a heart attack one day because of anxiety. And I really don't want that to happen personally. I really don't want that to happen. So that's my mental health update, I guess. Like, because you obviously really needed to know that really personal thing about me. Okay, I want to talk about the concept of bad and evil people. Because I have been thinking about this every single day for like 2 weeks straight. And I don't know why it's like so prevalent in my mind. Like, I don't understand why there are bad people in the world. And I know that sounds so like, oh my gosh, like we just need world peace. Like, even though I live in a mansion, like we just need world peace. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual, what am I trying to say though? Like the actual thought process behind like being a bad person. And I'm not even talking about like people that are murderers, people that are pedophiles. Like that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like evil world leaders who are like actually evil. Like what's his name? Putin or whatever. Like him and like Kim Jong-un, like the people that lead, I don't like terrorist groups, stuff like that. My thoughts are that like what their goal is they want to kill people to get more power and get more land. And they will do absolutely anything they can and hurt anyone in order to hurt people. Wait, no, not hurt people in order to get power and land. Like, they will hurt people to do that. And I just think that that is actually so stupid. And because here's the thing. I'm about to get so deep and philosophical, like, you're not even ready. Here's the thing. When they die, first of all, everyone's going to hate them. So it's not like you're getting all of this, like, good attention when you die. Like, people aren't going to be like, oh, rest in peace. They're going to be like, oh, thank God he's dead. And then also, when you die, you can't bring all that power and land with you. So pretty much everything that they're doing is all in vain. Like, it means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. Like, why are you trying to get all this power and land for your country? If your country's one doesn't even like you, like, they don't want you in power. And two, I guarantee you that the people of the country are not like, you know what, we need more land. Like, you just made that up. Like, you're just trying to control people for your own evil benefit, and it means absolutely nothing because it only matters in your life on Earth. And you know what? I really hope that that whole thing just made sense, because it makes sense to me, but whenever things come out of my mouth, they don't always make sense. So let me know if you understood. But also, I forgive people, like, way too easily. Like, if someone apologizes, I will forgive them. And to me, that's a good thing, but to a lot of people, that's probably a bad thing. And here's why. I'm gonna use the most recent example, and it's Dan Schneider. So obviously that whole documentary came out about how Dan Schneider was, like, a horrible person, and, like, he did all these terrible things and abused people and exploited children. And, like, yeah, that is awful. Like, that is so bad. But at the same time, he went on Tebow's podcast, like, the guy that plays Tebow in iCarly, he went on his podcast, or, like, YouTube channel or something, I don't know, Tebow interviewed him, and he started off by saying, like, oh, do you have anything you want to start off by saying? And Dan Schneider was like, yes, like, I just need to say that, like, I did such terrible things in the past, and, like, I'm sorry, and I owe a lot of people a heavy apology. And I was like, okay, wait a second, like, you kind of slayed that, like, yes, like, you apologize, like, you're sorry. And, like, even if he's not actually sorry, just if someone says the word, I'm sorry, I'm like, oh, they're good now. We're good now. I forgive you. Oh, that was awkward. Sorry, I just got a little text message. I don't even know if you heard that, but I did get a text message, and now everyone knows. So yeah, that's my tangent about forgiving people. That's how I feel about forgiving people. Next, I want to talk about J-Lo, okay? I know everyone's seen that video of her being like, yeah, sometimes I take my hair out like this and it reminds me of being 16 in the Bronx, just like a wild little girl, like, running up and down the block. And to me, J-Lo talking about being from the block, being from the hood, whatever, like, after she hasn't even lived in that area for 30 years, is the equivalent to people that are It's the equivalent of people that are not autistic claiming to be autistic because they played with a fidget spinner, like, once in elementary school. And those are my thoughts on J-Lo. Like, that was all I needed to say. Next, I'm gonna drop some Jacob lore, though, because he is actually the weirdest child I've ever come across. He's 15 now, so he's, like, definitely more normal than he used to be, because he was a weird kid. Let me just start off by saying, Jacob has two spleens. So already, he's literally built different. Like, and that must be the cause of the things that he says and the things that he does. The first thing that absolutely sends me over the edge whenever I think about it is when he was, like, I want to say 6. He might have been older than that, but, like, I want to say he was 6. Maybe he was 7 or 8. I don't know. But he used to crawl on the ground and, like, jump. Like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, you know how, like, a bull, like, bucks? He would literally do that, and he would yell he'd be like, I'm a hog in distress. I'm a hog in distress. And he would wait for someone to quote unquote tame him. And basically what that means is like he wanted someone to like tackle him to the ground and like wrestle them. And the only way that he would get people to do that is if he went around yelling that he was a hog in distress and like going absolutely wild. Isn't that so weird? Another thing that he would do is he had this bit where he would be like, oh, back in my day, we didn't have this thing. We had this thing. And I know that sounds like whatever. Okay, that doesn't sound funny. Except for the ones that he would do, like the things that he would say, it's like iconic. The one that I remember most vividly and that my family and I quote all the time is when he would say, he would say, back in my day, we didn't have fancy pants. We just had regular wooden pants. Like, okay. Okay. He also did one with echolocation, but that one's a little bit too graphic for me to do on the pod. And every night at dinner, like every night at dinner, he would fall out of his chair. But not like a little like, oh, like my butt hit the ground. No, he fell completely sideways. His head would hit the floor, his legs would go swinging up over the table, and he would get up and he'd be like, oh, I'm fine. And he would do that like several times per dinner. And my dad was like, we have to strap him down. Like, this cannot continue. Another time at dinner, okay, wait, our dinners are actually wild. Like, they're so funny. And there's not a dinner that passes by without me laughing hard at least once. And, like, without my mom, like, being brought to tears from laughing so hard. Which is, like, kind of sweet. Like, aw, like, we're such a little family. But anyways, basically, Jacob revealed to us that he ate a cricket. And we were all like, what are you talking about? That's not right. What actually happened was he was like, I ate dirt. And we were like, what? He was like, I ate dirt. And my dad asked, how did you eat dirt? And he said, I ate dirt. I eat cricket. I ate dirt. And you know what? That's funny to me. It's funny to me. It's funny to my sister. We laugh about it all the time. And you might not think it's funny, but trust me, it actually is funny. He also actually starts yelling at us if we ever say I eat cricket around him. Like, he will throw a tantrum. And the last Jacob lore that I'm gonna drop is like a staple, and it shows how he's basically the same as he was when he was like two. Like, he's the same person. He has the same thoughts. He has the same brain workings, the same behaviors. Like, when you hear this, you'd be like, oh yeah, like that's definitely something that Jacob would do. If people were asleep on the couch, or even if he went into your room and you were asleep, instead of just like tapping you, being like, oh hey, wake up or whatever, he would take his fingers, put them on your eyelids, and forcefully open your eyes for you. And do you know how scary that is? To be fast asleep and have someone else open your eyes? Anyways, I like kind of have trauma from that, I think. Okay, that's all for this episode. I really hope you listened to all of it, and I hope like you really enjoyed it. And then next week, I'm going to be talking about this guy that I absolutely hate and actually makes me want to throw up anytime I look at a picture of him or think about him or like see something that he said. Also, eventually I'll learn how to like add some intro and exit music, but for now, I don't have any. So, goodbye.